Off the Ball.
GAA.
You know, people had spoken about the freeze coming off him. Would that affect him? Not an ounce. Water off a duck's back. And I think that people maybe overhyped that a lot throughout the league because, you know, Aidan was going so well and maybe Aaron wasn't getting that feed of ball. You see when you put ball into that man what he can do with it.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball. GAA.
It's all over in the TUS Gaelic grounds, where Cork are Little Ladies Football Division 1 champions after defeating Galway by 2-8 to 9 points. A dramatic late comeback from Cork secures their 13th title. Galway had dominated the opening half and led by 7 points to 2 at the interval. Led by their full forward Katie Quirk, Cork turned things around in the second half, and indeed Quirk took full advantage of a poor Galway kick-out to secure their first goal. Cork's second goal will leave Galway having nightmares tonight. A punched effort from Rachel O'Regan was dropping short into the goal before a Galway defender tried to intervene and carry the ball over a goal line in the process. It gave Cork the lead for the first time with minutes to go, and Katie Quirk and Áine Terry O'Sullivan wrapped things up in style. Full-time score, Cork 2-8, Galway 9 points.
Emma, congratulations. Dramatic in the end, but you moved some buzzing to secure your 13th title.
Yeah, delighted now. Do you know, we put down a good league campaign and I'm just delighted that we have this to show for it now today.
The character you showed towards the end was something else.
It was, and I think, you know, there was tough conditions there in the first half. We were against a gale force wind and we felt we didn't really play the first half, but I suppose we were happy enough not to have conceded a goal going in at half time, and we knew our last 15 minutes would be strong, and look, thankfully that was the case.
Yeah, because it felt like at times if you're being ultra negative, you know, you'd probably opportunities that went astray.
Yeah.
You felt like the game was potentially slipping away from you, but you found something at the end.
We did, and yeah, I know we probably, I don't know what the stats will be, the amount of chances we did miss today, but I suppose we took them when it counted, and we, as I said there, we knew kind of our last 15 minutes we'd have it in the tank. We've put down a hard winter, and I'm just delighted it showed there in the last while.
The goal was pretty dramatic. I haven't seen something like that in a long time.
Yeah, I know. The second goal, is it? Yeah,
yeah,
I actually,
course, yeah,
it'd be interesting to see it back. I can't even remember what happened, to be honest. But I think we've got goals throughout this league campaign, and they were so vital here today.
Nice feeling walking up the Mackey stand and coming down a nice bit of silverware as well.
Yeah, look, it's great, I suppose, especially for this group. We haven't got too much silverware in the last few years, and just that's where Cork Ladies Football needs to be, and we're delighted.
Yeah, lovely scenes as well, nice young supporters in full flow as well.
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, we'll enjoy it.
Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Katie, congratulations. That's some way to win a final.
Yeah, we're really happy with it now. It was a tough game, and we knew it was going to be very tough, but look, we're delighted with our performance, and we'll take the win.
Obviously, the victor is right, the history books and all that, but talk to me about half-time. What was the dressing room like?
I think we were under pressure in the first half. Like there was a strong wind there, and I think it kind of took us a while to come to terms with it. And scores, we struggled to score, but look, I think we knew we had that in the second half. But like, Galway are a really good side, and we've known that from meeting them time and time again. So we just knew we'd kind of keep plugging away at the scores and trying to come back. So I think we kind of grounded out well.
Scores were proven at times difficult for your side, but you personally put on the scoring boots there in the second half.
Yeah, I think we had a lot of wides. I did as well, like first and second half, but I think like that we kind of kept trying, and we kind of had a good bit now in the end, all right, but it is something that we look at going forward, but I think we'll definitely take the scores that we had today as well.
Must be pleased with your goal as well. You gobble up that kick out.
Yeah, I think it kind of came at the right time. We were under pressure and we kind of needed something, so yeah, we'll take it now this time.
And a penny for your thoughts for the second one.
I can't even remember what happened. I think we were driving on. It was Rachel with the hand pass cross. I don't know, was she trying to get someone at the back post, or was she hand passing it over? But we'll have a look at it now later on this evening and tomorrow. But look, it came at the right time. We'll take it. And huge congrats to Rachel. Like, she's such speed. She knew what she was doing as well, so look, she was a really good finish.
And lovely little scenes over there, still ongoing actually. The young supporters, they're going to go home happy, as you guys will as well.
Yeah, I think, look, it's a strange time, and we didn't know if people could travel or not. It was a bit kind of up in the air, like with the game and everything, but those supporters, they've been up and down the country with us, so I'd say it would take a lot to get them to stay at home, and it really pushed us on there at the end, and it's just lovely to see them still here out and celebrating with us.
Well, that's cool. Rain starting to come down. I think it's a hint to get in, wrap things up. Congratulations.
Thanks very much.
Could be a long season ahead yet for you guys.
Yeah, hopefully.
Joe, lots of happy Cork faces around here. It's been some victory for your side.
Yeah, sure, it's a great victory, I suppose. In any match you win, it's great to win it, but when you come from behind and it's left to the last few minutes to try and win it, it's fantastic altogether. And look, I suppose our battling spirit showed through. Maybe we didn't play the greatest football all through, especially the first half, but we kept at it and kept at it and kept at it, and we got a few breaks towards the end.
Yeah, some character shown by your side.
Sure, fierce character altogether, because like we were under the cosh a good bit in the first half, made a lot of mistakes. Kling, the wind was very strong, all right, and it had a bearing in it. And I suppose we're not the biggest, strongest team, but look, we kept at it. Kept at it, and we said it in the dressing room at half time, we were only five down, that we still had a chance, especially with the wind. And I think we kicked the ball a small bit more in the second half as well, which suited.
How important was it just to keep, you know, didn't let huge daylight between the sides?
Yeah, it was important, even though we didn't start the second half that great, because we got a few attacks and we gave away possession again. But then when we got a point or two and got close to them at all, we started to settle a bit more and we were doing more things right. And I suppose as the game went on and on and on, we got better and better all the time.
Goals were huge, key times as well.
Yeah, sure, they were huge. And I suppose they came from kind of turnovers as well, which is hard to defend against it. And I suppose maybe we got a small bit of luck with the second one, but in fairness, we were a point up at the time, and Rachel O'Regan was doing the right thing, trying to punch it over the bar, and it just ended up being carried into the net by a Galway defender. So look, we take it in
it. It was fairly dramatic, wasn't it? The umpires and the referee having a word in there.
Yeah, I'd be looking for VAR, I'd say. If it wasn't turned over. So look, it was a great way to win it. I was hearing from the stands here that they were after looking at it in the video, and they could see that it was actually a goal, all right. So it was great to get it, and we got a very good score again after that, just to finish it off.
Yeah, you fairly rubber stamped it then with that last couple of scores.
Yeah, we did, and I suppose maybe put a bit of a glass in it, to be fair. Galway are a fantastic side altogether, like, and we'll be in contention to win the All-Ireland. We're in contention last year, and most definitely we'll be in contention again this year.
It's a lovely way to draw a line in the league action now and look ahead to the championship.
Yeah, it is, except like I suppose you'd like have a break maybe of 3 weeks or something like that for the league final. Whoever gets to the league final has only 2 weeks in Munster, and Kerry and Waterford and Tipperary have been preparing for the last month, like, which might give them a bit of an advantage. But sure, look, I suppose the win today will give us a bit of extra confidence as well.
We'll enjoy the celebrations if you can in that short time frame, and sure, we'll chat to you soon over the course of the year.
Perfect, thanks a million.
Daniel, it's full time here at the Gaelic Grounds. It's a tough one to take from your side. It seemed for large periods that you were going to secure the title.
Yeah, it did. We played really well for probably three quarters of the game, but it's a 60-minute game of football, and unfortunately, you know, we didn't see it out. We made a few unforced errors, and that cost us.
First half was really good. You know, weather was difficult, the wind and the rain driving on, but you could see your kick passing game, your attacking game in full flow there.
Yeah, definitely. We opened Cork up a couple of times, particularly in the first half. Possibly had a few goal chances that we didn't take, but we were still in a healthy position, had a good lead going in at half time, and felt that you know, we had the game plan that was going to see us through.
It's the old cliche, isn't it? Goals win games and stuff like that. They definitely turned the momentum.
Yeah, very much so. I think even on the sideline there, we felt that maybe, you know, if we had been the ones that got that goal, I think we would have seen the game out. Unfortunately, we just couldn't rack up scores in that second half, and, you know, Cork got the breaks at the right time.
Yeah, I'm thinking of the punched effort that was kind of gobbled up in the goal over our shoulders here as well. Well, you could have potentially seen it out at that stage.
Yeah, I think so. I think we're a good team from the front, if you like, for large parts. But you know, today was one of those days where, you know, we just couldn't make it stick for ourselves in that second half period. We did in the first half, and second half it was just a couple of things that just didn't go right for us. Some passing, some decision making on the football field, and you know, Cork were there to see it through, I suppose.
From the Galway perspective, I think both goals won't be pretty viewing when they're rewatched during the week.
No, very much so. I think it's going to be a hard watch for ourselves, but you know, that's what unfortunately the analysis is going to be like. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we'll do analysis on this, and you know, try and take some learnings from it and move on into the championship.
Yeah, the second one was as bizarre as a goal you'd probably see in a football game, isn't it?
Yeah, very much so. I said in another interview there, I rewatched it there, the ball looked over the line to me, but look, that's neither here nor there. You know, Cork had the momentum at that stage. They possibly could have seen it out without that goal, but you know, we're bitterly disappointed to not get the win.
I suppose now, it's very hard to look at it now, but it's taking this hurt and driving forward. It could be a long year ahead, championship on the horizon.
Yeah, look, we've Connacht final now against Mayo the first weekend of May as well, so that's coming thick and fast. There's not going to be too much time to I suppose, take too much of a breather. We have to get back into it fairly quickly.
Thank you, Dylan. Thank you, man.
Thank you.
Off the ball. GAA.